can we pray to get the Ashtashastic Sattvic Vikaras, or is this kind of prayer a distraction in the path of bhakti? Actually, what we should pray for is devotion, not the result of devotion. So, the Ashtasattvic Vikar are the result of devotion. And that devotion can manifest in many different ways. That means that that praying for the external manifestation of something can be a distraction if we reduce the transcendental only to the external. But if we focus on the internal cultivation of absorption in Krishna, then there is no such possibility of getting caught only in externals. And more importantly, by our absorption in Krishna, such symptoms will eventually manifest. And even if those symptoms don't manifest, the absorption in Krishna will give us a higher satisfaction that does not come in any other way. So, now there are of course occasions where we have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the great saints praying for the transformations of ecstasy that come when they chant the holy names. Kabe Habe Bolo. And that kind of songs are there, definitely. But the important point is that if we look at the mood of these songs, the focus or the central purpose is absorption in Krishna. And as a concomitant result of absorption in Krishna, there is certain result that comes, which is the manifestation of symptoms. So it's not that we cannot pray for such symptoms, but it is much better to pray for the the enduring thing which is there within our capacity, that is inner absorption, and then the external manifestation. See, the inner absorption cannot be any way misused for anything. Whereas the external manifestation can be misused by our ego, by Maya, through our ego, to create a pretense of advanced devotion. That's why, rather than getting caught with the external manifestations, we can focus on the internal absorption. And even in the Acharya's prayers, if we see, they may be asking for external manifestations, but along with that, they are also primarily focusing on the inner mood of devotion. And they are primarily asking for that inner absorption in Krishna, which naturally results in the external manifestation of the symptoms. So, that's why it's safer to pray for the inner manifestation, inner absorption in Krishna. It's not wrong to pray for the external manifestation, but it's not essential. Does that address your question?
Would you laugh?